The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Forgiveness and grace in a time of tremendous anger. I don't know whether you feel it. People are angry. They're offended. They're sensitive. And they're unforgiving. That's what we're talking about. We are living in a time of anger and division, where many have allowed their faith to take a back seat to their, come on, let's talk about to their political affiliations. Many Christians are placing their hope and energy into politics rather than the grace, hope, and forgiveness that the gospel gives us and compels us to extend to our neighbors. I don't agree with your politics. And I see it done in such a way today. It's just so in your face. And there's no grace involved. There's nothing but anger. And you know, we got to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ is this. The God of the universe was just in his condemnation of sin that had spoiled his creation and warped his creatures. But rather than visiting his judgment on us, he extended grace and forgiveness by coming into the world himself in the person of Lord Jesus Christ, suffering as a substitute in our place, taking our punishment and awarding us with his spotless record. Glory to God. He took that punishment and he's awarding us with his spotless record. We become Christians when we abandon our futile efforts to earn God's favor with our achievements and instead take the free gift of grace and forgiveness offered in Christ. That's what I did. I mean, we don't do our standards, our achievements, our awards. It's futile. Instead, like me, like many others, untold others, take the free gift of grace and forgiveness offered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Inside the Christian church, the gift of grace and forgiveness that we did nothing to earn is delighted in, preached on, sung about, and it's there that we worship Jesus our Savior with hope and joy. I have never since I've been doing these Amazon Alexa spiritual talks and Pastor Oscar Smith, I've only shared with you that I'm a supplement. I'm not a substitute. We really, really need to support local churches and local pastors and local spiritual leaders. And that's what I do. But what does it mean? What could it mean outside the walls of the church in our secular society? It can mean a great deal, but only if Christians remain faithful to living as Christ called us to live. And you've heard it. I've heard it. And it's not easy, but we gotta love our neighbors as ourselves. And we can't get involved in all of this drama and all of this hatred and all of this anger with politics. We gotta love our neighbors as ourselves. And in so doing, being salt and light in a divided world, we must live out the gospel message of hope, love, forgiveness. We've got to extend grace and compassion and generosity to those we disagree with or even offended by, rather than putting our hope in politics to right what is wrong with the world. It is the gospel of grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ that can bring about the healing and justice that is so needed today. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory.